Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Recent wildfires have caused some issues for pastures and rangeland, and Extension educator Bethany Johnson says those burned areas could be more resilient than one might think. She talks about grazing strategies on pastures and important factors that come into play after a wildfire.
When we're dealing with wildfires, it's something we need to think about, like, when did they burn? So if it's during the dormant growing season, all of our plants, when they resprout, they'll actually come from buds down below the soil surface. So if you have a burn go through during the dormant season, it's not really going to affect those buds that haven't came up yet. But the thing that we're worried about with any kind of fire is the fact that we're losing all of that plant residual and the litter that's laying on the ground to protect our soil. So then we're worried about either erosion from water, so if we get some big heavy rains, or in the sandhills, we're concerned about it blowing. And so the wind erosion can be an issue if you've had, you know, say a wildfire in February and it's been a dry, open winter and that sand's kind of moving. But the good news is it's not going to hurt that plant anymore. There are some people that are starting to do prescribed burns during the growing season just to mix it up a little bit. And when you do that, you have to think about, okay, I'm going out and I'm actually defoliating this plant just like I would if I were to hay it or to graze it. And so you might have to take that into consideration. Our perennial grasses and forbs are very resistant and they kind of grew up with fire. So it's been happening for thousands and thousands of years. And so they're going to adapt and recover from that. And it's kind of our job as a land manager to set that plant up for success. So we need to think about, was it grazed last year heavy? And then we had a wildfire come through. Are we going to experience some drought conditions that might weaken that plant as well? And then if we can dig down and kind of see what that soil moisture looks like, those are kind of indicators to start thinking about what can I do to help this plant come back as best it can. But really, when we think about grazing, the main thing that comes to my mind is we're going to destock or we're going to delay turnout because we're trying to cover that soil back up and get some of that residual, which is the standing plant matter or litter that actually falls down and touches the ground. We're trying to build those back up so we don't have problems with soil erosion or wind erosion. So right now, I mean, things are starting to green up and our cool seasons are starting to green up. So those are things like smooth brown grass or Kentucky bluegrass or needle and thread or your wheat grasses. And so they come up before our warm season. So you could actually, if you had, say you were part of the fire in Custer County on some kind of silt soils and you have a problem with smooth brome and you want less of it, this would be a great opportunity where you could go out and graze that smooth brome early. So maybe April, maybe really early May, but go out and really hit that hard while it's in that rapid growth stage and you'll actually set back those cool seasons. So you could go out and graze those cool seasons off with like a flash graze and then get off. And then what I would do is if you have cool season and warm seasons, I would like to stay off of that pasture if it's been burned until late summer or even into September, October. So the longer you wait, the more that residual's going to build up and that plant's going to mature and you're kind of setting it up so you can get into grazing it at the normal rate the next year. But if you're in a drought, that's what really compounds this. So if I had a fire and a drought, like you said, we're losing water through evaporation, we're losing water, you know, if it's running off. And so those plants aren't able to collect it as well. So if we do get into a drought, we're going to have to think about making those destocking numbers more aggressive. So we're going to have to graze it more conservatively.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.